From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is optimistic that BP will be able to capture 90% of the oil leaking from its well in the Gulf in a matter of weeks. In his first Oval Office address, the president said the nation is likely to be dealing with the disaster for years. He also said that America has to start moving away from its dependence on foreign oil.
Now, there are costs associated with this transition, and there's some who believe that we can't afford those costs right now. I say we can't afford not to change how we produce and use energy, because long-term costs to our economy, our national security, and our environment are far greater.
Mr. Obama is scheduled to meet with BP officials today to discuss the cost of cleaning up and restoring the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, the president's speech won mixed reviews in Louisiana, where the fishing and tourism industries are being devastated.
Melvin Rodrigue watched the president's talk in his office upstairs above Galatoire's, one of New Orleans' landmark seafood restaurants. He praised the president's promise that soon BP would be able to capture 90% of the oil leaking into the Gulf. But Rodrigue also questioned whether the White House could force the corporation to pay billions of dollars in damage claims.
I'd like to know how much is in escrow. I'd like to know what the ramifications are for BP if they do not agree.
Some Democrats in the Senate say the escrow account should be set at $20 billion, but in his speech last night, the president didn't fix an amount. Rodrigue says the president should also have done more to reassure consumers that most Louisiana seafood is still safe. Brian Mann, NPR News, New Orleans.
Two freight trains have collided at a rail station in Mexico, killing 13 people. Some of the wreckage caught fire, hampering the rescue effort. Most of the dead were allegedly illegal immigrants who often ride on Mexican freight trains on their way north to the United States. The BBC's James Reed reports.
The accident in Sinaloa State involved five locomotives and 75 freight wagons, most of them loaded with corn. One train smashed into another as it waited at a station, and some of the wreckage caught fire. Railway officials say it's not yet clear if brake failure or signalling problems were to blame. Rescuers have been searching for people who may be trapped in destroyed wagons or under tons of spilled maize.
The BBC's James Reed. North Korea is threatening what it says will be a military follow-up to any UN Security Council action over the sinking of a South Korean sailboat. The State Department is dismissing the comment as typical provocative behavior by the North. The North Korea's UN ambassador said in a rare news conference that he will be compelled to respond to any negative Security Council findings against his government. The council is hearing from both sides in a complaint filed by South Korea, which says it has evidence that the North torpedoed the fishing boat. Pyongyang says the evidence was made up. This is NPR News. African American children living in neighborhoods where a homicide has just occurred do worse on IQ tests, according to a new study. NPR's April Fulton has more.
Living near where a murder has occurred can take a mental toll on anyone, but a new study shows that this specific kind of stress and fear has an impact on African American kids' ability to perform on school tests. Dr. Patrick Sharkey, a sociologist at New York University, found reading and comprehension test scores were the worst when taken within a week of a local homicide.
There's a potential, at least, for this to really alter the educational experiences of children in violent settings.
But he was surprised to find that homicides in Hispanic neighborhoods didn't seem to affect the test scores of Hispanic children. Sharkey says one reason may be that African Americans are primarily the homicide victims, even in Hispanic neighborhoods. The study was published in the journal PNAS. April Fulton, NPR News.
Colleges would no longer be allowed to pay recruiters for students or engage in aggressive or misleading recruitment under proposed new federal regulations that target the practices of for-profit colleges. The Department of Education is proposing the rules, which are to be announced later today. They apply to all colleges, but are of particular interest to the for-profit industry, where some institutions have been accused of misleading students about the cost and value of their programs. The proposed rules are set to be published in the Federal Register on Friday and will be open to the public for comment until August 2nd. Final rules are scheduled to be announced in November and could go into effect in July of next year. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.